الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز إني لا أجد ريح يوسف وقال نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام ما هذه الرائحة الطيبة صدق الله العظيم. Infinite praise and glories for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings and salutations be upon our noble beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, and upon his family and upon the companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah azza wa jal shower upon you all on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And may our attendance become a means for our success, guidance, and salvation. Allahumma ameen. As you can see from the title above, a very interesting title, paradisical fragrance. And don't worry, that is a real word, so you don't have to Google it. But insha'Allahul Aziz, we will find out what this title actually means. We will today, insha'Allahul Aziz, conclude our topic that began a few weeks ago with the hairdresser and her story, as well as her beautiful fragrance. And insha'Allahul Aziz, we will see how fragrance has an important part in our lives as Muslims, and also a direct connection to the gardens of paradise. So insha'Allahul Aziz, we will see how believers have their own fragrance, and hypocrites have their own fragrance as well. And non-Muslims have their fragrance, and there is the ultimate fragrance, which is the fragrance of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to smell the fragrance of Jannah. Ameen. So, the human fitrah, which is our primordial nature, the way that we are, is that we like to smell beautiful things, and we like to smell beautiful ourselves. Undoubtedly today, all of us, I hope, have performed ghusl, scrubbing themselves under their arms and everywhere over their entire body, shampooing themselves using conditioner and body wash and soap and so many other things to make sure that their filthy smells are removed and that our body smells beautiful. We also perform wudu on a regular basis, especially before each and every salah, so that we can smell beautiful, not just to our brothers and sisters on the right and the left, but also to the angels and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we wear beautiful, fragrant smelling clothes, as well as we wear oud and tib as the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and follow the sunnah of doing the miswak. But all of these things, if you look at it, are actually the outer fragrances of every single one of us. If you smell the brother on the right or the left, perhaps they will be smelling nice. And you may ask them, what are you wearing today? And they may say Armani, or they may say Chanel, or they may say something else. This is just our outer fragrance that we emit on our clothes. But ask yourself a deeper question, that at this very moment in time, the angels on your right and your left, and the angels in this very masjid are also smelling you. But they do not smell the fragrances of your body. They do not smell the fragrances of the things that you have sprayed upon yourself. Rather, the acute smell that they are looking for and seeking is the fragrance of your heart, the fragrance of your character, and more importantly, the fragrance of your soul. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would see certain Sahaba ikram, he could see how beautiful they were. Not just because of their outer appearance and their outer smell, but rather because of the smell and the fragrance of their heart. And this is why Allah azza wa jalla himself mentions that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look towards your outer, وَلْيَنْزُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ, but rather he looks towards your heart. And what fragrance is your heart emitting? What does it spread around you? So the world that we are living in, the nature that we have, and all of the various seasons, summer has its own smell. Winter, spring, autumn, they have their own smell. And all of these are the reflections of the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also a direct reflection of the fragrance of the Creator and obviously His creation. And Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and himself mentions that if I were to spend half of my money, and we know that he was not a man who was extravagant. He was a very, very straightforward man, very, very minimalist man. And he said, if I were to spend half of my money just on tayyib, then this would not be israf. I.e. this would not be excessive, even if I spend half of my money on perfume, on fragrance. So this again reminds us the importance of smelling good. But what happens as human beings, because we always focus on the outer, we do not see our hearts and we do not see our souls, but the angels and the prophets, and more importantly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they see us, they see us internally. They see us for who we are and what our reality is. And they will see whether we are emitting a foul, disgusting smell from our character, or whether we are smelling fragrant from our heart and our tongues and our character, because we follow Islam, we follow the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah azza wa jal, as I mentioned previously on Jumu'ah, has gifted us five external senses: the sense of touch, the sense of taste, of smell, of hearing and of sight. But smell is the most extraordinary and perhaps one of the most powerful of all of those. Why? Because it has a direct pathway to the brain's limbic system, which controls directly your emotions and controls your memory as well as your motivations as well. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of various fragrances within the Quran as well. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكٍ مَخْتُومْ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٍ. That when you will be there in Jannah drinking pure wine, it will be sealed with the beautiful fragrance of musk. When you will be in Jannah, you will be in this hollow pearl and smelling the beautiful fragrances of the pearl. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that in your world, i.e. the Zahiri world, the world that is apparent to you, the one that we are so absorbed in your world, women and perfume have been made dear to me. I.e. this is something that attracts the individual, attracts the heart and the mind towards something. But we need to look to something which is far more deeper, far more meaningful in terms of what type of fragrance do we have. If you ask somebody, what are you wearing? They'll tell you X, Y, and Z brand. But have you ever asked yourself, what is the fragrance of Islam? What is the fragrance of the Sunnah? What is the fragrance of Jannah? And how is it possible to achieve that fragrance in your heart, in your soul, and also in your character? So what fragrance do you emit? And that's not just from your body, as I mentioned, but rather from your mouth, equally from your heart and your soul. And I'll, inshallah, very quickly today mention three core characteristics and properties of the power of smell and fragrance. Fragrance, it evokes very, very powerful feelings, emotional feelings in an individual. It reminds them of something extremely beautiful. And this is why in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, when his father, فَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَا أَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفْ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. That when the caravan of the sons of Ya'qub alayhi salam was leaving Egypt, which is thousands of miles away from Palestine, their father Ya'qub alayhi salam, he said, إِنِّي لَا أَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفْ. That I can smell the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam. It wasn't his physical smell that he used to use a particular deodorant. No, it was the smell of his soul. It was the smell of his character. It was the smell of his beauty that traveled thousands of miles all the way and connected to the soul of Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam. And we also know from our own experiences that mothers often, they keep the clothes of their newborn children and they keep them for a very, very long time in their cupboards. Why? Because they, from time to time, they like to go back into the wardrobe, open it up and just smell it, and it takes them back many, many years, takes them back decades, and it reminds them of a beautiful time and a beautiful connection that they had with their loved ones. So smell is an extremely powerful thing, and the fragrance has that impact of transporting you from miles and miles away. And we see also in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that wherever he went, he always left a beautiful fragrance. And the Sahaba ikram could follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara because of his beautiful fragrance that he emitted. And it wasn't something that he put on. You know, you can go to a shop and I want this smell. No, you couldn't find this smell in any of the shops. This was something that came from his soul. It was because of his character. And the Sahaba Ikram could follow this beautiful fragrance. And even when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went to see him for the final time, he went and he kissed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَبَّلَهُ فَقَالَ يَا بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي, that may my mother and my father be sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah, طِبْتَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا, that you are absolutely fragrant and most beautiful during your lifetime, and you are equally so when you have returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how many of us smell beautiful when we don't put on our body spray, don't put on our aftershave, don't put on other perfumes? How do we smell when we pass away and everybody's saying, quickly, quickly wash them, quickly, quickly bury them, because they have this foul smell. And that's not just the smell of the body, but rather it is the smell of the soul that is coming out and the reality of the individual. So Umm Salama, who was the wife of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and she also, when she went to greet the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam one final time, she placed her hand on the bare chest of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and his beautiful fragrance, the sweat infused into her hands, which remained with her for as long as she lived. And this is mentioned there in the ahadith, وَصَلَّيْتُ بِهَا وَتَطَهَّرْتُ بِهَا جُمُعَاتِ, that I continued to pray and do wudu and pray Jum'ah again and again, but that beautiful fragrance remained with her in her hands, and that smell remained with her for as long as she was alive, the fragrance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how do you make your heart, how do you make your soul, and how do you make your character smell like the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, smell like Islam, smell like Jannah? How can you do that? And also, how do you want to be remembered? When you meet somebody and they smell nice, you remember them because of their fragrance. But you can also meet individuals and you may not smell something tangible, but because of their character, you are still attracted to them, and they leave this imprint upon you and your mind and also on your heart. What is the fragrance that you will leave behind when you leave this dunya? Will you leave the beautiful fragrance of Jannah amongst your brothers and sisters and your community? Or will you leave the despicable fragrance or smell of Jahannam when you leave this dunya? So the second thing that fragrance does, that invokes powerful imaginations in the individual as well. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when a believer is passing away, the angels come and they say to that believer, come out, O good fragrant soul that was in a good fragrant body, come out praiseworthy and receive glad tidings of mercy and fragrance, and from a Lord who is not angry with you. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِرَوْحٍ وَرَيْحَانٍ وَرَبٍ غَيْرِ غَدْبَانٍ. This is what the angels are saying. Imagine what the angels will say to us because of all of the sins that we accumulate during our lifetime. We like to smell well, but what about the smell that comes out of your mouth when you are lying, when you are backbiting, when you are undermining somebody, when you are cheating, when you are doing fraud? There is a smell that comes from your mouth. There is a smell that comes from your hands and your feet every time that you sin. And that those angels, will they come to you, they will not say, oh good soul, oh fragrant soul, oh beautiful soul, come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, they will say, oh despicable soul, oh horrible soul, oh disgusting foul smelling soul, come here. And they will take your soul out in a very, very difficult manner. But those who live a beautiful life according to Islam and the Sunnah, their outer will not only be fragrant, but more importantly, their inner, their souls and their heart will be fragrant as well. The angels, when they carry the coffin, it is scented with the musk of Jannah. Why? So that it can comfort the soul. Our souls are beautiful because it came from Jannah. And just the way when you smell something which is familiar, it takes you back. It gives you an emotional and powerful memory. Similarly, our souls, they yearn for the smell of Jannah. And they want to return back to Jannah. And when it smells the coffin and smells the fragrance of Jannah, or especially when they're in their grave and a window is open from Jannah and the breeze and the fragrance of Jannah comes in, it gives raha and sukoon to the soul, because you recognize this familiar smell and you know it is a smell of comfort and ease and beauty. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that when you are placed in your grave, The new ascent from the grave comes from Jannah, and you can smell that. And you can smell the fragrance of Jannah from up to 500 miles away. But at the same time, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he really gives us a stern warning that if you break a treaty, if you harm somebody, you kill somebody, you oppress somebody, do any form of sin or create division, then what will happen? You will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah, even though it can be smelled from 500 years away distance. And this is another beautiful thing as well, that when the martyrs, the people, the shuhada, who gave their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the righteous slaves, when they will be raised on the day of Qiyamah, they will be emanating a beautiful and fragrant smell that everybody will be able to smell on the day of Qiyamah. And this is the same reason that we don't wash the shuhada, those who are martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that beautiful smell that came from their soul is there for everybody to smell and to take in. This is the reason where there is a physical smell of a human being, but more importantly, we should focus on the spiritual smell that we all must have, we all must obtain in our lifetime. Fragrances also, they reveal our reality. When a baby cannot smell the mother, it becomes distressed. And the baby knows the smell of its mother versus the smell of a stranger, and it will start to wiggle around. And similarly, if you look at flowers, you can see the most beautiful and most creative of flowers now they make. But the only way these days to tell whether a flower is real or fake is when you smell that flower. It is the fragrance that distinguishes whether something is real or something is fake. And this is the exact same example for a believer, that you can recognize a believer not just from their outer appearance, but more importantly, you recognize a believer from the fragrance that they emit. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gives us beautiful examples of believers and their fragrance, and hypocrites and their fragrance as well. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasallam mentions that مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ مَثَلُ الْأُطُرُجِ رِيحُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَطَعْمُهَا طَيِّبٌ. That the example of the believer who recites the Qur'an and acts upon the Qur'an is like a citrus fruit. It smells good and it also tastes good as well. So believers who have a good connection with the Qur'an and they read it, but they also act upon it, the fragrance that will come from them will be from the inside as well as the outside. This is the beauty. Whereas there is another type of believer who does not recite the Qur'an, and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam describes his fragrance or her fragrance, it is like a date which has no fragrance, but it still has a sweet taste. So who do you want to be? Do you want to be one whose inner is beautiful and fragrant as well as the outer? Or do you want to be from those people whose only inner is fragrant and not the outer? This is something that you need to decide upon in your life and build upon in how you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the third mention the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam makes in this hadith, and the hypocrite who recites the Qur'an is like a basil whose fragrance is sweet but whose taste is bitter. Why? Because he's a hypocrite. He may look like, oh, it's nice and it's sweet, but when you actually see the reality, it's very, very bitter. And the hypocrite who does not recite the Quran is like the colocynth, which has no fragrance and also has a bitter taste. So don't just look to the outer fragrances of individuals, but look to the spiritual fragrance that you emit. And the closer you are to the Quran and Sunnah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more radiant, the more beautiful your fragrance will be from your heart as well as from your body. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that al-mar'u ala dini khalili, that you are under religion of your friends, i.e. you will smell like your friends smell. If people around you stink, they have no akhlaq, they have no adab, they have bad manners, and they have no standards of worship, and they keep away, and they are wasteful, even though you may not do all of those things, because you are alongside these people who stink, you will also inevitably smell as well. If you hang around a dump or a landfill, you will also smell like garbage because of the company that you keep. So ask yourself, what type of people do you surround yourself with? Do they always talk about the Quran and Sunnah? Do they show zahiran and batinan the deen of Islam? Or are these people who stink internally as well as they are making you stink as well? Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, he was asked, And this is a very beautiful quote I want to share with you all today. That how do the angels know that a person is about to commit a good deed or a bad deed? And he replied, when a person is about to commit a good deed, they emit a good smell, a scent of musk. So the angels start to congregate, come around that person before the good deed even happens. But when you're about to commit a sin, you emit a rotten stench. So the angels start to go away from you, and they feel an aversion from you, and they keep away from you even before you commit that sin. So it's not just the smell that we have that other people can smell, but we have to be careful about the smell that we are emitting towards angels as well. This is why when we enter the masjid, if you have eaten raw garlic or onions, you are not permitted to enter into the masjid. If there's a smell, a foul smell from your body, in your socks or in your clothes, then you're not permitted to enter because you're going to disturb other people. But ask yourself more deeply than that. This is just the physical smell. What about the smell that comes when you lie, when you cheat, when you harm, when you sin, when you do fraud, when you backbite? All of those smells are also coming out of you. And the brothers and sisters may not smell that, but the angels do smell that, and they walk away from you. And this smell will be with you on the day of Qiyamah as well. So it's up to you what type of smell that you want to apply in your life. Do you want to stink, or do you want to smell good? Do you want to take and leave good fragrances wherever you go, or do you absorb and do you want to leave repulsive smells wherever you are? Imam al-Shafi'i rahmahullah, he also gives a beautiful statement. He says, "The foolish one addresses me with words of disgrace, but I hate to respond to him in a like manner. The more ignorant he proves, the more patient I become." Just like the incense, the more you burn the agarbati, the more you burn the incense, the more fragrance is released. And this is how we Muslims should be. That people may attack us, people say so many things, or your character, but you as a Muslim, you must always spread the beautiful fragrance of Islam, the beautiful fragrance of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he had the most beautiful inner and outer fragrance, and he showed us how to achieve that beautiful fragrance via what? Via the Quran, by reciting it and acting upon it. Via the Sunnah and adopting the akhlaq and the adab of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And via having good suhbah, being with good righteous people, like the person who sells musk, who sells perfume. And you go to their shop, even if you don't buy anything, you still come out smelling really good. And he, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the night of Isra and Mi'raj, he gave us the greatest and the most precious and abundant fragrance in existence, the fragrance of paradise. He bottled it all up and he gave it to his ummah, which is the fragrance of iman, the fragrance of ikhlas, and the fragrance of salah. This is that fragrance taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taken from the gardens of paradise and given to you by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? In that hadith that I mentioned at the beginning, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said, in your world, not my world, in your physical world, women and perfume have been made dear to me, but the delight of my eyes, it lies in salah. But if you want to smell Jannah, if you want to smell the beauty, the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you need to smell it in salah. There's nowhere else you can find this fragrance. It is limited to Muslims, exclusive to Muslims. If you want to transport yourself, if you want to connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then smell it in salah. Smell it in the Quran. Smell it in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to smell beautiful from the inside, to beautify our souls and beautify our character via the Quran and the Sunnah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us all into the gardens of paradise. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله